You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I'm speaking to Stu Wright. Stu will be known to long-term Anfield Wrap listeners as a regular contributor to the shows. And as you'll learn, we have his dad to thank for the fact that he didn't become a Blue.
In our house, when a big game was on, my dad used to always pull out the couch. So, you know, you'd have the telly be in the corner of the room,
right,
in one of those traditional semis. So he'd pull it out so that it was on a diagonal,
like,
across the room.
You
knew it was a big game.
Yeah.
You know, as I grew up, that became the thing that we continued into my adult life. I remember the couch being pulled out, and my dad was on the couch, and I had come into the room, so I was behind, and I could just hear him. And in my head, he was, when I look back at it now, I might have been had a bit of creative license with this, but in my head, he was shouting, "Go on, Kenny." I'm not sure how true that is, how much of an accurate recollection that is, but that's the quite formative memory of football, is me dad watching it on the telly and almost leaping off the couch, and then me thinking, oh,
it's interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah, my dad likes that.
I'm intrigued to know, obviously, you grew up in the 80s, where, you know, this is when you're talking about, really, isn't it? When Liverpool were winning everything all the time.
Yeah.
What made it a big game in the house? Like, because you're just, your dad and everyone else must have just grown so used to Liverpool winning all the time that what was like, oh no, we get the couch out for this one?
To be honest, every game was a big game, really. Any game that was on the telly, you think, you know, it's not like we had Sky, you know, back then in the 80s. Yeah. So the game being on the telly meant it was a big game.
Yeah.
I also remember, I think, you know, my memory then skips forward quite, because you only have quite a few of these formative memories, don't you? And it skips forward to the 86 Cup final.
Right.
And we live next door to a couple of Evertonians. And they invited us in to watch the match with them. And I was kind of at that stage where what age was I there now? It was probably about six. Probably about six or seven. And I was really into the football, but also really into kicking a ball myself. So I spent a lot of that match in and out of the house,
right,
going in, especially when I heard cheers, and then going out to kick the ball around the path.